Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is December 3rd, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, Trump addressed the nation yesterday from the White House, and I have no clue what's going on. What he said was that bad things happen. You know, brevity is good. I get that. I believe it was Mark Twain who said, "I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have the time." But I'm thinking his speechwriters might have gone a bit too far with their editing. Mr. President, sir, we cut out some unnecessary words, made it a bit more concise. Yeah, too bad they didn't consult with Forrest Gump. Maybe some kind of takeoff on, "It happens, it happened." I'm going to leave that one right there. Well, Trump then said, and this comes as a shock to me as a lawyer, but he then said that if he's right about election fraud, then Biden can't be president. What? If he's right? Dude, you just filed lawsuits all across the country where your lawyer signed off on what you were claiming. What do you mean if you're right? You filed a lawsuit because you had facts, not because you had hopes. Well, it also was first alleged yesterday that Trump would announce his 2024 presidential run during Biden's inauguration. Now, I do believe this is one of those statements where no punchline is needed, but I'm going to throw in one anyways. And comedians all across the land rejoiced, because whether you are a Trump supporter or hater, you have to admit, he's entertaining. Also in the news, the Supreme Court ended their week of oral arguments yesterday by hearing a case on whether their decision on unanimous jury verdicts is retroactive. In Ramos v. Louisiana, the court held last April that the Sixth Amendment establishes a right to unanimous jury verdicts in both state and federal criminal courts. Okay, that much is simple to digest. But what if you are in prison today and your jury verdict was not unanimous? Should the decision in Ramos be retroactive and apply to people already living the Shawshank experience by less than a unanimous jury verdict? Well, a decision is expected by June. So if you are in prison under these circumstances, you might not make your spring break plans just yet. Well, that's our update for December 3rd, 2020.